There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today, over the next 3 hours of the program, we do have Ross Tucker in 30 minutes. He covers the NFL for a bunch of outlets, and he's very close to the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll ask him if this point spread now has gotten a little bit out of control as they take on the Cowboys this week. Adam Chernoff in 90 minutes with the bets that he likes this weekend in the NFL. We'll begin by recapping what took place last night in Thursday Night Football. And Paul, I'm just going to ask you, because you did have the Jets yesterday, you had them in pocket. At what point, how fast last night in that game did you hate yourself for betting the Jets?
Late first quarter. And to back Zach Wilson was a terrible move. I also have a juicy ticket on the Jets to make the playoffs. That's a coaster now as well. This is a playoff team with Mike White. No ifs, ands, or buts.
It's a good team.
You saw how they moved the ball. A huge indictment of Wilson is how good the offense has played and looked with Mike White in there. And another indictment is they bring Streveler in, four-string practice squad guy, CFL, and he had more yards on that first drive than the Jets managed with Wilson in the first seven.
There you go.
So and they bench him, by the way. They bench him in a must-win game. Second half. Think about that.
And you could barely hear the broadcast crew last night because the boo birds were so loud early on in that first half in New Jersey. And I do not blame the fans.
Yep.
And that dude was the number two overall pick right behind the guy that he played last night. Lawrence 1, Wilson 2.
Yep. That's a lot of the story here as well. The kid can't play. And if you don't beat the Rams in that late game, you're picking number one, and you probably have Lawrence.
Yep.
You've seen enough of this guy. I mean, he cannot play. Just zero pocket awareness. Zero. How about the sack right away? How do you not see this guy coming? He's running right at you.
Yep.
No pocket awareness.
He's
touch.
I don't want to be too mean today, but he is awful.
He is.
He's a terrible quarterback. He shouldn't even be rostered right now.
Nope.
But, the numbers for Zach Wilson today, his overall rating, 72.8, that's dead last, 33rd overall in the league. His QBR is 37.5, 28th. Okay, bright spot here, better. It's right behind Aaron Rodgers, one spot ahead of Russell Wilson. His EPA per play, 29th. His passing EPA per play is 29th as well. The eyeball test, whatever it is, again, I agree with you. I think they're a playoff team. They absolutely have talent on offense.
They do.
And he is problem number one, and it's probably like problem number one through 10, to be honest, with how bad he is.
Yeah. I was thinking short week at home, season on the line. They'll do enough on offense and win the game. Plus, Lawrence was banged up, and there were a couple reports. People did reach out and thought maybe he wasn't going to play Lawrence. But you get the turnover right away. It's 3-0.
Yep.
And then that's it.
That's it. Nothing after that.
You know, and again, you're right. They have talent. Oh, the offensive line's been bad. Losing Hall was enormous. You can't get the running game going. But they took me out in one of my Survivor entries. How the hell did this guy come back down 10 in the fourth quarter at Pittsburgh? How did they score 40 at home against Miami and win that game? But other than that, it was just run the ball and play defense. They beat Denver 16-9. Wilson didn't play in that game. The Packer game was ridiculous. There was a blocked punt in there when they won at Lambeau. But if they go, not even week one, mid-season, if they went to Mike White, they probably have 10 wins right now.
Right. So they have two games left. They're at Seattle, which, by the way, before last night, they were plus one total. It was 44.5. Then they close at Miami. I'm probably going to be wrong on this because we're going to hear from Robert Saleh coming up in a second. There's no way you can play him for the rest of the year.
We've seen enough.
This guy was inactive a couple of weeks ago. That's all you need to know. Yeah. And then he's playing last night because Mike White obviously is hurt again. We have seen enough. And I'm sure that he's going to be floating around on another roster for the next 3 to 5 years, whatever that might be. There's no way he can be back with the Jets next year. This has to be it.
Yep.
That's how bad it is with the team.
Mm-hmm.
However, that said, why don't we listen in to their head coach, Robert Saleh, last night after the game talking about Wilson.
Same thing. Just keep your head up. He's got to keep working. We haven't seen the last of him. But right now, he's just got to focus on finding ways to get better. We got to find ways to help him. We got to find ways to protect better. We got to find ways to run better. We've got to find better ways to call the game better. We've got to do a lot. It's not just him. It's a collective whole. We've all got to find ways to get better.
We haven't seen the last of him. It's all on us. What are you talking about?
Sad. They just feel like they're pot committed, and they're going to go down with the ship. I mean, he's not playing last night. The only reason he's playing last night is because he's the number two pick in the draft. But it's enough already. Just cut your losses. Admit that you blew the pick yet again, which you did on Geno Smith and Darnold and Sanchez. You blew the pick, and it's time to move on. I mean, you have something there in Mike White. And I don't even know what the point is now, especially if Miami wins Sunday. Why even put Mike White out there against Seattle? But if they put Wilson back out there, they're not going to win another game.
Well, what's the option then? If they're eliminated this weekend from the playoffs, what's the option if Mike White, if you say don't even go Mike White?
Put Streveler back in
there. I would go Streveler the next two games.
I don't know why they helped Jacksonville out by blowing the, remember they wouldn't let him go on the third and short?
Yep.
And then they kind of ruined their momentum and what they had going on that drive. But they come in and run gadget stuff and with Streveler, and it worked. Now, he can't really throw the ball. But first drive with Streveler, 83 yards. First seven with Wilson, 78 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's a home field disadvantage. They can't wait to boo this guy.
Oh, they can't stand
it. It's the last home game of the year, but they couldn't wait to unleash hell on this kid.
And by the way, the football fans, the football fans get it now. I think they're probably smarter than ever. Because it's like there's so much info out there that you can get and pick up on. It's not just, you know, the fans, right, that are booing him. It's the teammates who are wearing the Mike White shirts. That tells you a lot from a couple of weeks back. You think, does he have any confidence whatsoever? How can he possibly have any confidence at this point? It's zero. It's rock bottom for him.
Yep.
And so the next 2 weeks, if they start Zach Wilson at Seattle and it's a pick'em game, you want to bet him? And that's the funny thing, right? I have not understood this. The last 2 weeks, once we got the news Mike White could not play last week and it was going to be Wilson, the Jets took money. I know you liked him last night.
Took money,
it's not a shot at you, but they took money again last night.
Yeah, that was a horrible pick, right? There was a $300,000 bet at one book on the Jets, and someone at Caesars put $135,000 on Jets first half money line.
Oh, man. Don't. No. I cannot wait to find out on Saturday. There's no way anybody used him at Survivor. There's no, or anybody used Jacksonville or the Jets last night. That could not be possible. I'll find out. I mean, because they can't release the results until this weekend.
You might be in for a surprise. I don't know. I don't know what I'm allowed to say. The other thing is, Jacksonville looks great, and the other quarterback. I mean, how dangerous is Lawrence just taking off and running?
That guy was questionable?
Yeah, right.
What are we doing here?
I mean, every time it's third and short, I can just I'll just scamper for six. No problem.
Did he look fine? Of course he did.
But they have weapons. And I'll tell you, great job by Peterson. You bring in Ingram. You sell your offense and your scheme. You get it, Ingram. You have Kirk. You have Jones. Etienne's good. They have weapons, and this kid's been on fire and playing well. Now, I cannot believe, though, he kicked a 44-yard field, of all people, to pass on 4th and 1.
Outrageous.
In those conditions, he tries a field goal.
When the Jets defense had no solution.
Oh,
they were not stopping you.
No.
Get an inch. That's all you have to do.
Absolutely. And now I want to see if the Jets mail it in. And you're right. If they go to Seattle and it's less than 3, and if it's going to be Wilson, and then they go to Miami. Imagine if Miami needs the game week 18.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Wilson. Let's hope they do is right. So it's a damn shame what could have been for the Jets and this organization.
Paul, you were right there. That playoff ticket to make the that was a winner. Going to be a winner if Mike White doesn't get hurt.
6-1 I had the Jets to make the playoffs. They've lost 5 of 6 now.
Brutal. Here's the quote from Robert Saleh after the draft. The things that we value in quarterback play, he checks every box. You talk about arm strength and accuracy, check. The ability, work off schedule, make plays, check. Fearless in the pocket, check. His ability to recall, process, and make the right decision to get the ball where it needs to go without turning the ball over. .. He's a special young man, end of quote. Yeah. Yep. It's every single year with the draft. And I did a Twitter search last night. And if you want to, I don't know what your reaction is going to be. If you want a good laugh, potentially, this weekend, whenever, do a Twitter search of, put in Zach Wilson, Mahomes, and that's it. And go back and look at the comparisons. It's just it's countless videos of people popping up.
Yep. Well done. Number one, no one knows anything. Lance top 5 pick. Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Number two, it's going to happen this year and next year and the year after and the year after. Somebody is going to have a great workout / underwear Olympics and make a great throw like Wilson did at his pro day. And everyone's going to go gaga, fall for it again and take someone top 5 and they have no business going there.
You're exactly right.
That's exactly what they did with Wilson. Yep. About look at that throw and look at some of the stuff he did at this pro day.
I promise you, we have a soundbite later on in the show from Mel Kiper on Will Levis from Kentucky. I promise you, you're going to hear the same exact thing. I cannot wait for the Josh Allen comparisons to Will Levis.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, this kid ruined my Christmas. He also took me down with the Wilson prop too as a result with the receiving yard.
Me too.
Because there's nothing with the passing attack. So he got me twice.
Then. And you're down the entire game. You're right, the pocket awareness. He could never sense anything last night.
No pocket awareness.
Nope.
Right.
All right, lace up your cleats. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Gear up because it is college bowl season. Nice upset last night in the bowls. Log into Bet Rivers every single day and receive a bet on behalf of Bet Rivers when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect college game day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today to get in all the action, where it's a whole new game. Coming up next, Paulie's going to recap a lot of the betting action from last night in what we call win some, lose some. A lot to go over. Props that came in for the game. How about the first touchdown scorer again? Mm-hmm. Was a nice payday for those of you who bet that. That's next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Bacardi Spiced Rum, blended with natural flavors and spices for a bold yet smooth taste. Please drink responsibly.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
At Bet Rivers, the Jags to win between 13 and 18 points, paid 8-1. Lawrence first touchdown, 20 or 22-1. Only touchdown of the game. How about that?
They tried to get Etienne the touchdown a zillion times, but he finally goes over the top.
It was a good move. It was easy. Yep.
Yep.
Jags to win both halves, plus 370. Jets to score in both halves. No. 3-1. The game under, 42 down to 36.5. No problem. Somebody put $11,000 on Zach Wilson to throw an interception. That was, yes, was minus 220. The no was a tie, kind of a bad beat.
Well,
the Hail Mary between, before the half, yep. There was no Jet wide receiver over there. That was weird. And then they went for it because there was no time on fourth down. Air Force from 7, 6.5 down to 3. Barry Baylor. And College Hoops, Missouri Moneyline, plus 230. Routed Illinois. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and these tweets. We hit every demographic here. Happy holidays. Noonan checking in. Mitch would check his bets at church. He's not doing that, but he's watching his bets when he's hanging out with the family as they're watching. Good setup, by the way.
Uh-huh.
The main TV is holiday television and holiday movies, but he's got the game on the right and the Baylor game on the left. And he's got the, what is he got, top right, something else as well?
That's it. 5 TVs overall.
Good setup, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the family gets the big screen TV and he gets the football on the other TVs. Let's go to the Cincinnati Zoo again. Yeah, let's check in with our guy Fritzy. There, the big fella's up to 400 pounds now. There he is, looking good. The hippo.
Looks good at 400 pounds, yeah.
That's right. He's just hanging out.
You ever said that before after about 8 drinks?
Oh, sure, right. Oh, you charge? So he looks, he's got, looking good, yeah?
Floating around.
That's right.
Life is good.
Look at Fritzy. Got personality, that kid.
That he does.
He's got
right?
a lot of personality. They tweet a lot of videos of Fritzy. He likes to run, have a good time, right? Photobombed a couple people. Let's go to Iowa, right? So it's so damn cold. All the sporting events are canceled. So they
Mark,
put the
how you feeling out there?
Again, the same way I felt about 8 minutes ago when you asked me that same question, right? I normally do sports. Everything is canceled here for the next couple of days. So what better time to ask the sports guy to come in about 5 hours normally earlier than he would normally wake up, go stand out in the wind and the snow and the cold and tell other people not to do the same. I didn't even realize that there was a 3:30 also in the morning. Until today. It's absolutely fantastic, Ryan. You know, I'm used to these evening shows that are only 30 minutes long, and generally on those shows, I'm inside. So this is a really long show. Tune in for the next couple hours to watch me progressively get crankier and crankier. How do I get that Storm Chaser 7 duty? I feel like Clint got the better end of that deal. You know, that thing's heated. The outdoors currently is not heated. Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that I can still feel my face right now. The bad news is I kind of wish I couldn't. Can I go back to my regular job? Right. I'm pretty sure, Ryan, that you guys...
That's all live then.
That's good, yeah.
It's all happening.
A lot of it, yeah. Well, let's send the guy outside to show everyone how cold it is.
Does he keep his job?
He got that. No, he's got it. I think it was a good bit.
You think it was a good bit?
People like it.
Maybe he set it up first. Because I'm sure that working in the media business for a long time, there are parts of management that would probably be like, what is happening here?
Lose some, $135,000 on Jets first half money line at Caesars, $300,000 on the Jets at another book for the game. Air Force Baylor under 46.5 down to 42. Shenanigans late. And the Jets from 1 up to 2.5. Not a chance at home. This is, let's go to some videos here. And this is a sad situation.
Oy.
This is wild. This is between I-25, between Wellington, Colorado, and Cheyenne, Wyoming. Blinding whiteout grinds the interstate to a standstill. 40-mile-per-hour wind chills. If you're stuck in this, do not turn your car off. Stay warm. Oh, my God, how bad that is.
There's nothing you can do.
Oh.
You're exactly right. You just got to put it in park.
Can't see a damn thing.
And hope to God everything's going to be okay.
No. And this was yesterday as well. Let's go to Butte, just north of Butte, Montana. Elk Park, Interstate 15. 74, minus 74 with the wind chill. The air temp fell to 49.
Oh.
There's got to be a better way.
Poor people, yeah.
And the other thing, aside of this, you know, keep the pets inside. You know, it used to infuriate me when my dad is like, "Oh, it's okay." We would never bring, and Dustin had people like neighbors with the husky, and the husky was never, my family was like, "No, the dog doesn't come inside." I go, "It's a blizzard outside."
Yeah.
It's a Springer Spaniel. I mean, what are you talking about?
You ever still see people who chain their dogs to like a tree? Hey, buddy, go out there and have fun for, you know, 3 weeks at a time.
Ridiculous.
We'll come out there and feed you, and that's all the attention you're going to get.
It made me so angry how my dad would do that. And one of the great shames of it all was that he passed away and I was a young age, but I couldn't grow up to beat his ass. I was getting there. Huh. Now, he was a little fella. I
mean, you want to reach that age where you're going to be confident? Then yeah,
absolutely. But that, keep the pets inside, huh? Come on, 74 below. My God, win some, lose some. Presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Please drink responsibly.
Okay, so we're going to get into all these games in the NFL over the next hour and 2 hours and 40 minutes. Quickly here, some of the line moves that we have before we really get into them. The Titans now, Paulie, at several books back up to 3.5. You bet them yesterday at -3.
Yep.
You liked them. In the contests out here, they're -3. I'm not surprised that people realize, look, I think that maybe fell a little bit too far. We got to come back now that it dropped all the way down to that number.
There's a 3.5 in the other contest, though.
Oh, so there's a 3.5? Okay.
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
Total from 41 down to 35. Again, Tannehill couldn't move on Sunday.
Right.
So it's just, I just think it's, we know it's going to happen. It's going to be a huge dose of Henry. Houston has lost 9 in a row. They're 1-12-1, and could be the coldest game in franchise history for Tennessee here as well. But they can't do anything on offense either, speaking of Houston. So, big dose of Henry. I think they win, and much-needed win as they've lost 4 in a row. Houston's averaging 16 points per game.
Yeah, money was coming in this week on Baltimore. It got up to 7.5. People were thinking that Lamar Jackson was going to play. Then we got the news yesterday. Oops, no Lamar Jackson. It's going to be Tyler Huntley. And so that game now came actually at many spots. It's all the way below 7. It's at 6.5.
A little surprising.
I'm a little bit surprised by that. I have to be honest.
Yep, the total from 41 down to 34.5. Again, cold, cold, cold. Atlanta 1-6 on the road. 28th in offense, 31st passing attack. Lousy defense, and Ridder was awful. I know it's his first start, so we cut him a break, but there is, they run the ball well. They have no passing attack, and Ridder really struggled throwing the ball. So
yep.
I think you get an angry Baltimore team, and they will run it on Atlanta, and Huntley will do a better job, and they'll win.
The advanced metrics on the Washington defense, they're really, really good. And now they get Chase Young back as well this week. I thought that number was actually going to touch 7.5 just because the 49ers' power rating is so high. They're at home. Purdy's been playing great, but people are not buying it. They're expecting some regression from Brock Purdy. The number in this game, also below 7, now at 6.5. Are you surprised by that?
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
A little desperation here for the Commanders.
Well, especially Heinicke's job's on the line now, too. 7-6-1. They are the 7 seed, but 32 points in back-to-back games against the Giants. And that was a killer loss on Sunday night. And the red zone issues that they had. 49ers, well, we know this. Their worst case are going to be the 3 seed. So he's completing 69% of his passes, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. And they were great, and he played well in the win Thursday at Seattle.
We got questions on this yesterday on Twitter, at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard, our offensive rookie of the year discussion. And we thought that, you know, Garrett Wilson, he's still like 260 today. He did nothing last night in the game. We brought up Brock Purdy. I am a firm believer that games played should matter. So in my opinion, if I had a vote, I would probably not look at Brock Purdy because it's not a big enough sample size. However, that's not the way the world works. So he's down to like 8-1. If Brock, nobody wants the award.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I know. Olave's not even playing Saturday.
No, he's out. I would not bet Olave at all. Uh-huh. I don't have a piece of him whatsoever.
Big chance for Watson if everyone watching Sunday.
Well, if he would have, you know, again, Aaron Rodgers after the game, you know, run the right route if you want to score touchdowns. If he does that and gets in, I think Watson might be the favorite today.
Yep.
Maybe Kenny Skywalker comes back and takes over as the favorite.
That Niner total, too. 41.5 down to 37.5.
And I believe in that. I like that.
That should be a low-scoring game.
And another one here quickly. The Broncos are now touching 3 at a lot of spots.
Yeah.
It's all anti-Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I know people who were betting that when it was Broncos pick.
Sure. And Mr. Chernoff will have an opinion on that game as well.
Yep. All right. Again, lace up your cleats, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, and gear up because it is College Bowl season. Log in every single day to Bet Rivers and receive a bet on behalf of them when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect college game day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app today to get in on all the action. It's a whole new game. Friend of the show, Ross Tucker, played in the league for a long time, now covers the NFL for a bunch of different outlets. He also knows the Philadelphia Eagles extremely well. Has there been too big of an adjustment with the Philly-Dallas point spread and that matchup? We'll ask him that coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, blackjack, roulette, slots, live dealer table games. And just this week, they paid out some huge wins. A player bet $5 and won $50,000 on Moon Dancer. Another player bet $20 and won $40,000 on Hypernova Megaways. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. New customers have their choice of a deposit bonus up to $2,000 or $50 in free credits when you deposit $25 signing up. Use the code VSiN to claim this offer. Download the app. Use code VSiN. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details. Got to be 21.
We are huge fans of our first guest today. Ross Tucker played in the league for a long time, now covers it for a bunch of outlets. He's on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, the Even Money Podcast, and also MyFrontPageStory.com. Ross, good morning. Happy holidays. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Happy holidays. I am fantastic. I am working tomorrow. So about 15 minutes after this interview, driving down to Potomac, Maryland, where my sister lives, so I can beat up my nephew. I have two daughters, and I have one nephew and two nieces. So when I visit my sister, it's the only time I can, like, wrestle with someone. He's in eighth grade. So he's starting to think he's, like, he's starting to think he's something.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to just smash his face into the ground and let him know he's got at least three or four more years left, if he ever gets there.
Yeah, if he ever gets there. That's a great message to send. Yeah, I love that. So you're going to be on the Raiders-Steelers game on Christmas Eve. We've said this before on the show plenty of times. You cannot handicap human emotion. What's that going to be like, you think, in that stadium and also with the players on that team? I know Franco Harris, he was, you know, out of the league by the time all these kids were born and they play for the Steelers right now, but he was supposed to get his number retired, and he passes away this week. Very emotional spot here in the game that you're going to be calling on Christmas Eve.
Incredibly sad, yeah. Right? I mean, you know, I live in central Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Hershey area, and he's a Penn State legend, and he's a Steelers legend. That's a pretty good combo, man, in this state with what he did at both those places. He was only going to be the third Steeler ever to have his jersey retired Saturday. It was going to be an unbelievably celebratory occasion. Now it's going to take on a very different tone. It almost feels like a wake, I guess, because it's a few days after he tragically passed. I don't really know what to expect, guys, from the crowd or from the Steelers players. You're right in the sense that most of these guys, you know, he's obviously well before their time, but they're also pretty well aware of what he means to the city of Pittsburgh. Do they come out and play harder? Is the atmosphere more subdued so it takes away some of the home field advantage for the Steelers? I really don't know. I did see that the tickets were pretty cheap for Saturday night. You know, it's supposed to be negative wind chill, and it's Christmas Eve. And let's be honest, Steelers fans are used to having a really good team, you know, a winning team. And I think people are like, you know what? They're 6-8. They're not going to the playoffs. It's Christmas Eve. Do I really want to sit out in negative wind chill? So I don't think there's going to be that much of an advantage at home for the Steelers. I actually like the Raiders as a teaser leg. You know, anytime I can get a long teaser and get through the 3 and the 7,
yeah,
I'm going to do that. So I had a bunch of teaser legs I like this week, including Baltimore, San Francisco. So I'm teasing the Raiders up from +2.5 up to +8.5 last time I checked. Let me make sure that's still – now the spread's 2, but you can still take them up to +8 on DraftKings Sportsbook.
So what do you expect now, you know, being in that area and you call the Eagle games in the preseason? What do you expect out of Minshew, and will Hurts play the following week against the Saints?
Two good questions. So you guys know I do every preseason game for the Eagles, so I've seen a lot of Gardner Minshew. And two thoughts. Number one, I guarantee you he thinks he's going to throw for 400 yards.
Okay.
I guarantee it. Number two, he's good. Like, he's a good quarterback. You know, remember what he did in Jacksonville, or even what he did last year for the Eagles? Now he will have by far the best team he's ever had around him. Do you guys realize that the Eagles have 17 Pro Bowlers or alternates? And for some weird rule, Dallas Goedert, who should be a Pro Bowl tight end, and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who leads the NFL in interceptions, neither one of them were on the ballot because they're on IR. There's this weird rule that if you're on IR at the time of the vote, you're not on the ballot. So those guys would have been alternates at worst. So we're talking about 19 guys from the Eagles are either Pro Bowlers or alternates. Think about that. That's like almost every starter.
Yeah,
it is wild how talented they are. I think Gardner Minshew is going to go in there and play his you-know-what off. I like the Eagles getting the points. Now, I got them Tuesday on the Even Money podcast when it was 5.5. For some reason, after the announcement that Hurts wasn't going to play, it went up to 6. Now I'm looking, and it's only 4.5. I still would probably take the Eagles.
Yeah, that was my
– Look, they almost are playing with house money. They know they only need to win one more game. The pressure's on the Cowboys. They can't lose the Eagles' backup. Eagles can go out there and just try to kick their you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be an awesome game. The interesting question about Hurts is, I don't think he plays against the Saints if the Eagles win this game.
Okay.
If the Eagles lose this game and the Eagles still need that one win to secure home field advantage in the NFC East, that becomes an interesting question because I don't think the Eagles want to wait till week 18 to get that win, right? They don't want it to come down to a one game scenario to have to get home field and the bye and all that. So I think there's a decent chance they do have him play against the Saints to take care of business. Although if Minshew plays really well, even if they lose to the Cowboys, maybe they'll still have the faith that Minshew can get it done against the Saints.
Okay. Does Sanders get involved earlier than last week? I know fans back there were upset. And obviously, Ross, this is going to be like results-based. Well, look, the quarterback got hurt, and you ran him 17 times. Sanders was not a part of the game plan, and he only got like 11 or 12 carries. Do you think they get him going right away in the game against the Cowboys with Minshew, or how do you think they're going to attack it overall?
Great question. I do think Sanders will get more involved early, and I think that's a good recipe against the Cowboys is to run the rock against them. We've seen teams like the Packers ran it right down their throat. Although I also think, I'll give you a little prop bet tip.
Mm-hmm.
Minshew loves Goddard, loves him. In fact, against the Jets last year, Goddard had a bunch of yards, might have gone over 100. He had 2 touchdowns. So I haven't looked at the prop bets on Goddard, this is his first game back. So maybe the props are low, too. Maybe we can take all of the DraftKings money. Maybe the prop bets are low on Goddard. Take the over. Because Minshew loves him. The Eagles are going to do what the Cowboys' defense dictate. If there's 2 deep safeties, they're going to run Miles Sanders a lot. If the safety's in the box to stop the run, they have no problem letting Minshew attack the outside one-on-one with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith against the Cowboys' corners. I don't think Minshew runs much. Although he's a better athlete than we give him credit for. I think he said to me in the preseason, he's like, I can run those plays. I can run the zone read. He's like, if Jalen will get you 50, I can get you 5.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad. Two minutes. What would you do with Zach Wilson the rest of the season and the future now?
Pray that they clear Mike White and he can play in the next game. And you have a couple more games for Mike White to play. If he's not, you play Strevler, I think. And I don't know. I mean, maybe they go into next year with a competition, Mike White and Zach Wilson, and give Zach Wilson one more shot in the offseason. But if Mike White wins the job, they'll probably try to trade him.
Yeah.
You know, it's really tough for a guy to come back from what Zach Wilson's happened now. He's been benched multiple times.
Yep.
The fans now can't stand him.
Yep.
It's tough to come back from that.
Yep.
Yep. I know we're up against it with the holidays and Christmas a couple of days away, but how is everything going at myfrontpagestory.com?
Good. And you know what? I just realized, guys, this is actually the way to do it. You're actually benefiting right now if you haven't done your holiday shopping yet. Go to myfrontpagestory.com. Order this awesome personalized story for your mom or your wife or whoever. And here's the thing. They're not going to be able to write it by Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you print out the order. You hand them that in a card or an envelope, right? They love it. They love the idea. You tell them what it is. You say, I want to make the story perfect. So they're writing it right now. So then your mom or your wife, they have a week or two to look forward to this. Like, they know you bought them this awesome story all about them, and they're like waiting a week, maybe 10 days. They can't wait to get this story. Then it's like you have them a sticking gift, because then you actually give them the story. They know it's coming. The anticipation's amazing. They read it. They love it. They cry. You win. MyFrontPageStory.com. MyFrontPageStory.com.
Excellent idea. He's on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. Good luck wrestling your nephew this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I don't need any luck. No. He's not there yet. He's done. He's dead.
All right, Ross. Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Holidays.
See you guys.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Back at it, two bowl games today. And Bet Rivers, as you covered, log in every single day, receive a bet on behalf of Bet Rivers when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boost. Create the perfect college game day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
If you missed Ross Tucker, former NFL player, he also likes to bet now, calls games for Westwood One. He was on in the previous segment. You can go back and listen on your own time, by the way. Just search the Follow the Money podcast wherever you get your podcasts. He said that he had a couple of great notes on Gardner Minshew. He said he made it a point on the air to say that he loves Dallas Goedert, loves him. And if you're looking at his props in this game, Goddard is 39.5 at DraftKings with the receiving yards, and anytime touchdown is plus 255.
Very good.
For Goddard.
Good information.
Yeah, don't you like to hear stuff like that?
Yep.
He brings him up. He makes it a point to, you know, say the guy's name. If you go back and look at the game log, like he pointed out last year, when Minshew played, he really, really did well. They have some chemistry there. That's good to know.
This is a tough week for props with the weather. I mean, what are you going to – let's start with
– Well, based on what we saw last night and the weather's going to be bad, it just everything's going to go under.
So DraftKings only has highest scoring and lowest scoring team. They don't have game posted. And William Hill has most receiving, rushing, but not passing.
Passing.
I mean, what do you do, right? I mean, it's going to be – you have to look at the games that are played in domes or with nice weather, and you have to rule everybody out with these – crazy bomb cyclone games.
Yeah, that's the way I think that you kind of have to look at it for sure. I mean, is that the reason why Delvin Cook is going to be priced so low this week to lead the league in rushing yards?
I got to see. Yeah, I think that's a mistake what his number is, but Henry is plus 550. But I'll start with the receiving yards. Hill, 8-1. Jefferson, 8-2. That makes sense. I mean, they're 1-2, and plus Minnesota's inside, and Miami's going to be 60 degrees.
I don't care that they're chalk. I would look at both those guys.
Right, absolutely. Kelsey's 8-1. It's going to be cold. I don't know.
Yep.
That one's tough. I would look at Jefferson or Hill. You're right at 8-1. Adams is 10. Lamb is 12. St. Brown's 12. Chase, Metcalf, Diggs, Godwin, Waddle, 14-1 range.
Okay.
Anything there?
No, I like the two guys at the very top.
Yep.
Why? I mean, look at the stats that we have on the board right now. They're running away with most receiving yards, and they have 10 more receptions minimum than the next closest guy. That's Diggs. And the Bills game is going to be played in weather as well against the Bears. I think that's okay.
Yep. I don't want any part of Hopkins at 16-1 with McSorley.
Oh, no, no, no.
No way.
No.
No way. Higgins, A.J. Brown, Schuster 18-20-1 as well.
What about that angle? What if you take an Eagles player because Minshew, like Ross was saying, he thinks he's going to throw. If you ask Minshew, he thinks he's going to throw for 400 yards. That's how cocky he is in his attitude.
Yeah.
But if they sling the ball around quite a bit.
Oh, AJ's been hot.
AJ's incredible.
See that? Yeah. Okay.
That might be a pretty decent number. Minshew can play.
Yes, he can. Rushing yards. Henry plus 550.
Well, you have to consider him against the Texans.
Jacobs 8-1. McCaffrey 9. I like Fields at 10-1. Can't throw the ball. They have the worst passing attack. They're number one rushing, and he's talked about he wants to get the quarterback rushing record.
Okay.
So I think that would be
how about
a look there at 10. I'd like a little more than 10, but that's it's hard to go against Henry considering it's four in a row of at least 200 yards against the Texans.
How about the guy on the odds board who I believe is right below Justin Fields?
The Harris angle?
The Najee Harris angle.
Okay.
And it's not like the Raiders' defense is, they're not great defensively. And this is, you can't handicap human emotion. Ross just said, I mean, it could be a wake. But also, did you see that? Tickets were going for like $19, I believe, for that game on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Can you blame the locals?
No, Cleveland, nothing. I mean, who wants to go to the Browns game?
Right. But maybe there's something there where Franco passes away this week. They're going to retire his number. I still can't believe that. Only the third Steeler ever. And Najee goes out there and just, we're looking back. This is totally narrative based. I get that, right? We're looking back and he has 26 carries for, 186 and he leads the league in rushing this week.
I don't want, no one's going to throw in the Browns game, but how many carries will Chubb get? I don't like Chubb at 12-1. Stevenson's 14-1. He cashed last week. He had 170.
Mm-hmm.
And Kamara and Connor are 14-1, along with Pacheco.
Would you want to take a flyer? You mentioned that they only have the highest scoring teams up, not the highest scoring game. Would you take a flyer on long odds on one of these teams playing in bad weather?
No.
You think every game's just going to go?
No, I think, right. I mean, other than the Bills, who's going to score a lot of points in these conditions? I don't even think Kansas City can do it. It's going to be so cold.
Could Baltimore do it?
Roman's already walking it back. Roman already knows he made a huge mistake Saturday in that game. It's run.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And plus, they'll just get out of there and get ready for next week, too, if Ritter can't do anything. and it's a blowout. Highest scoring team. Chiefs the favorite, plus 350. Vikings 7-1. Dallas plus 750. Bills are 9. Now, how about the Lions 12-1? Goff has been unbelievable here.
Yeah, he's been really, really good.
This is a really tough week.
The problem with that is that the Panthers' defense is pretty damn good, too.
Okay. Ravens 14, Titans and the Giants 15, Bengals, you could see that. Bengals 20-1, and then you just get into the dog territory of teams that are underdogs or playing in bomb cyclones with the Browns and some of these dogs that you're in the 40-1 range.
I don't think it's nuts to make the case for the Eagles at 22-1.
Okay.
They can go to Dallas and win that game.
Yeah.
I'm strongly considering the Eagles on a contest play this week. I believe the number is 5.5. I'll double check that today and tonight. But that's definitely on the list right now, teams that I'm considering. They can go there and outscore the Cowboys and win a game like that. What would be surprising with the Eagles winning a 35-28 game or 30 whatever? I would not be surprised for a second. I think Minshew should be probably, with what we know right now, of all the quarterback situations across the league, Minshew's not better than some of them.
I wonder if like a 28 points can do it.
In a week like this?
Probably not, but I was just thinking.
It'd be tough.
Because I see the Browns at 45-1. Could they have a great rushing game and Dalton keeps turning it over? He doesn't have Olave and he doesn't have Landry.
You know what? I'm with Michael Lombardi and what he said this week. That this has to be a Taysom Hill game.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Dalton props? I want to get this right because it's the weather. And I was looking at a bunch of this stuff last night. Props don't come out until they're never out here in Las Vegas. So we got to look across the country. But the Dalton props, because of the bad weather, and it might be a Taysom Hill kind of game.
It's two wide receivers out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
The number on Andy Dalton is 138.5.
Oh!
It's got to be one of the lowest props numbers in the history of quarterback props. 130, Deshaun Watson, 147.5.
Yeah.
And
Gust of 60 miles per hour, please. Lowest scoring team, no surprise, Saints, plus 550. Atlanta, 6. Houston, 7, against 16 points per game. Chicago in that range as well. Washington, plus 850. The Browns are 11-1. If you want to get nuts, the Chiefs are 150, and the Vikings are 90.
No, the Vikings had no points at halftime last week before that game went off its rocker.
Take a long shot? Giants, 30-1? This one's tough.
What if...
I'll tell you, the Lions defense is doing a better job. Panthers are 22-1. Carolina figures could be a low-scoring game anyways. But
I'll give you a real long shot.
Okay.
They get upset at home. The quarterback comes back to the mean a little bit. 49ers 35-1. And that's a 13-7 game.
Okay.
We'll run down again. The
Washington has a good defense.
Yes, they do.
Have to have it. Okay.
Real long shot. Yeah. Just thinking completely outside.
What do you think about what Lombardi said yesterday on his show? There's one obvious survivor play tomorrow. What do you think?
I like that he's going out there with a strong opinion on this.
And now think about this. Lombardi says there's one obvious play. It's Detroit. And his son's on the Carolina staff. Now, that is something. That is strong. That's a strong take.
That was my very first thought when I heard his opinion on that game.
Yeah.
His son works for Carolina, and he's saying all 14 people in Circus Survivor should have the Lions.
Yes. Everyone who has them needs
all
to take
14.
That's what he said.
That's incredible.
That is. What a comment.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So what does he know behind the scenes?
Yep.
Here's your pro tip of the hour from Ross Tucker. Again, to reiterate this, Gardner Minshew loves throwing to Dallas Goedert. Look at his props this week as potential options throwing the football. Made it a point to say that. Again, you like to hear tidbits like that, and you can get pro tips every hour. That means at least 20 every single day here on VSiN across every single show. And if you're a pro subscriber at VSiN.com, you can sort them by sport and by show. So we will hit some of the games on the Saturday slate coming up next. When you break the numbers down into smaller sample sizes, it's easy to see why some of these teams are having so much recent success.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.